I take it the internet is still down? The internet is still down. Okay. Well, the video was going to be, an old song that I don't know what year it came out and everything, but it's called Creed. And basically, it's the Apostles' Creed song. And since we can't hear it sung, I'll read it. It's in the back of our hymnal, number 716, if anybody wants to follow along. And the reason for the video originally was that the Apostles' Creed is a foundation for our faith and our belief in God. And because of the things contained here in the Apostles' Creed, the things that we believe that are the foundations of our faith, these are the very things that enable us to have the victory in our life, the everyday things that we come in contact with, the trials and tribulations, the attacks from Satan and his underlings, even from our old self, which even though we are a new creation, the old self, parts of it is still there. The old sin nature is still there. And we need victory over all these things. And the things that we believe that are contained in here enable us to have that victory. It says, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In a nutshell, those are all the things that we believe that, as I said, as we act upon our faith and the things that we do believe, enables us to have the victory in our lives. And I mentioned there are a number of things that we need victory over. Victory over sin, because we still have that nature. Victory over the attacks of the enemy. Victory over the old self that still wants to exert its influence in our lives. The things that we struggle against. And I have a scripture that speaks to one of these things in particular. You can put that up. And this is what I wanted to focus on today. From 2 Corinthians, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So much of the struggle that we have in our lives is the battle that rages on in our minds. That's where Satan attacks us, in our minds, our thoughts, our emotions, everything related to that. It is such a struggle and such a battle. We find thoughts coming from all different sources. The world, putting thoughts in our mind. The old self, rising up again at times, wanting to get us to do something that we really don't want to do. Satan putting thoughts in our minds, trying to tempt us to sin and do evil things. That's not easy because we're inundated all the time with thoughts. And have you ever had a thought pop into your mind and say, where did that come from? You know? I struggle with that. We all do. And we have to catch ourselves. And that's the thing that I wanted to talk about. It says here, bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. What happens, let's say there's a battle raging on between two different armies or whatever, and one of the soldiers from the opposing army is captured. What does that mean, essentially? It means that he can no longer fight. It means his weapons have been taken away from him. It means he's powerless. He's dependent on his captors for nourishment, for food, for his well-being, maybe for attending to wounds or something. He's totally powerless. Now, the thoughts that come into our minds a lot of times are anything but powerless. But if we can capture those thoughts and put them in their proper place, disarm them, so to speak, they become powerless to influence us, to affect us in any way. It's not always an easy thing, though, because sometimes these things hit us when we least expect them. Sometimes it's an old problem that we thought had gotten resolved, and all of a sudden it pops up because these thoughts permeate our minds. God wants us to have the victory over these things. It's very important that whenever some strange thought pops into our minds, that we recognize it for what it is. It's not something good. I mean, if it's a thought that comes from God, we know it's going to be good. But I'm talking about things that we know are not right. Maybe it's a thought about something. Look how so-and-so was blessed. Why couldn't I be blessed that way? Maybe someone has come into some money or received a special honor or something. What about me? What about me? Why can't I be blessed in a way? Maybe a job promotion or something. And we get envious. And maybe we get a little bitter if we entertain those thoughts. Rather than say, well, praise God that that person got blessed. That's the way it should be. God blesses us in so many different ways. Somebody else could look at us and say, gee, why aren't I blessed like me, you know? But we need to be very careful. These thoughts could be, you know, from Satan trying to tempt us to do something. Oh, nobody will notice, you know? It's a thing that so many people do. They cheat on their taxes. You can get away with it. Why don't you do the same thing? Nobody will notice. It's not that big a deal. And there's the temptation. And if you entertain that thought, you might really be tempted to do it. And there's so many different ways that we get tempted to do something that is contrary to the will of God, that is contrary to his best intentions for us. Sometimes we settle for so much less than God's best because we yield to these things. We allow these thoughts to roll around in our head and we don't do much to stop them. In some cases, maybe these thoughts are pleasurable. We start thinking maybe of a special food or something that we enjoy, or maybe something else, an activity. And we focus on that, and maybe God is trying to get us to do something else. Maybe call somebody up to encourage them. Maybe send a card or something. But we get focused on these other things. It tends to take away from what God wants us to do. So what do we do about that? How do we overcome that? How do we really, you know, have the victory over something like that? The thoughts that pop into our minds. The first thing is to recognize it for what it is. It's an attempt to get us off track, to turn us away from God, or distract us from what God wants for us. And then there's another part to it, and this is this other scripture from Colossians. It says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Set your mind on things above. See, the minute you recognize this thought that comes into your mind that is ungodly in some way, you recognize it for what it is. The way you take that thought captive is you turn your mind to something godly. Think about something about God, about heaven, about loving one another, something that is good, maybe a particular scripture or something. If you want to have victory over these things, that's what you need to do. Turn it around. When something comes into your head that's not right, say, no, I'm not going to let that continue to rattle around in my brain. I'm going to focus my attention on God, something godly. And it would be good, maybe if you had a particular favorite scripture or something that you could, speak in your mind to get your attention back on something godly. If you remember, during the temptations of Christ in the desert, the three temptations, when Satan met him and tried to tempt him, he always spoke scripture. But it is written, so-and-so, or such-and-such. He countered every attack of Satan by speaking scripture. We could do the same. If you're not good at memorizing scripture, that's okay. Just turn your minds to God. Think about Him. Think about the eternal life that you're going to have. Anything positive. And you'd be surprised that that ungodly thought loses its power over you and just dissipates, because now you're focused on God. And that's what He wants you to do. If you continue to do that, you'll see less and less of these thoughts pop into your mind, because you've trained yourself to focus on the things above and not on things on this earth. You can have the victory and walk in victory. And God can use you then in a more powerful way, because your mind is trained to be on Him and not on things of the earth that would tend to distract us and get us off on a tangent someplace. Because that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to distract us. He wants to feed us with lies so we believe lies instead of truth. And that's when we get anxious, we get fearful, we get envious, we get bitter, and all these other things. Because we start believing these thoughts that pop into our mind. So focus on God. Focus on the things to come that God has for us. Recognize what that thought is in your mind, that it's not supposed to be there. Turn your attention to God. You'll feel so much better. You'll be walking in victory. You'll be pleasing to God, and certainly much more useful to Him in the kingdom. So, that's basically it this morning. Watch those thoughts. They're going to come. And probably every single day you're going to have some pop into your mind. Take them captive. Render them powerless by simply refocusing your mind, not on the thought that popped in, but on God. You'll have that victory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth that is contained in your word that shows us how to walk a victorious life. And this is only one aspect of it, Lord. But this is such a troublesome thing for so many of us, because these ungodly thoughts come into our mind so often. We are under attack continuously, whether it's from the world or Satan or even our old self. Help us, Lord, to recognize these things and to refocus our attention on you. For with you, Lord, there is true power. There is grace. There is love. There's so much more, Lord. There's help from you every time we call upon you. And we can do that, Lord, whether it's through reciting scripture or just beginning to think on godly things and refocusing our attention. Help us, Lord. For we are weak in so many ways, but you are strong. We thank you for your provision, Lord. Thank you for your promise never to leave us nor forsake us. Thank you that you are the God who you say you are. You are such an awesome God. And we love you, Lord. And thank you. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.